White, J.E. White, Emma. Granville, New South Wales, Australia, June 28, 1894. Dear children, Edson and Emma, I received your letter last Thursday morning and was made glad to see you coming to the position in which for years in the past the Lord has signified that He would have you. If you will walk in humility, I am sure that your mind will be fruitful in the knowledge of the Scriptures, and that in studying the life of Christ, you will have special help through the Holy Spirit in expressing the ideas that are now so precious to you, and that the Lord will open the minds of those who hear, so that they will be able to grasp the precious things found in the Holy Scriptures. I am very much rejoiced that you can come to God in the full assurance of faith through the blood of the crucified Redeemer. Ever reach upward, advance as Christ leads the way, and you will preserve the simplicity of faith, that living, active faith that works by love and purifies the soul. Thank God that He who spilled His blood for us lives to plead it, lives to make intercession for every soul who receives Him. If we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. 1 John 1, verse 9. The blood of Jesus Christ cleanses us from all sin. It speaketh better things than the blood of Abel, for Christ ever liveth to make intercession for us. We need to keep ever before us the efficacy of the blood of Jesus. That life-cleansing, life-sustaining blood, appropriated by living faith, is our hope. We need to grow in appreciation of its inestimable value, for it speaks for us only as we by faith claim its virtue, keeping the conscience clean and at peace with God. This is represented as the pardoning blood, inseparably connected with the resurrection and life of our Redeemer, illustrated by the ever-flowing stream that proceeds from the throne of God, the water of the river of life. The wonderful symbol of the living bird dipped in the blood of the bird slain and then set free to its joyous life is to us the symbol of the atonement. There were death and life blended, presenting to the searcher for truth the hidden treasure, the union of the pardoning blood with the resurrection and life of our Redeemer. The bird slain was over living water. That flowing stream was a symbol of the ever-flowing, ever-cleansing efficacy of the blood of Christ, the Lamb slain from the foundation of the world, the fountain that was open for Judah and Jerusalem, wherein they may wash and be clean from every stain of sin. We are to have free access to the atoning blood of Christ. This we must regard as the most precious privilege, the greatest blessing, ever granted to sinful man. And how little is made of this great gift! How deep, how wide and continuous is this stream! To every soul thirsting after holiness there is repose, there is rest, there is the quickening influence of the Holy Spirit, and then the holy, happy, peaceful walk and precious communion with Christ. Then, oh then, can we intelligently say with John, "Behold the Lamb of God that taketh away the sin of the world." John 1, verse 29. Talk it, pray it. Let it be the theme of sacred song, to be washed, to be cleansed. The believing soul claims that love, and by its virtues stands before the throne of God, pardoned, justified, sanctified. Our success in presenting the truth before the people is in our experimental knowledge of the efficacy of the blood of Jesus to our own souls. Its cleansing virtue gives strength and vigor to faith, power to prayer, and happiness in cheerful obedience.